From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Rescuers continue to search for survivors from Saturday's strong earthquake in Chile. So far, more than 700 people are known dead. The death toll there is likely to rise. Now appears a tsunami that struck along the coast was also more severe than first reported. More from Richard Reynolds.
The scenes from small towns near the ocean in Concepcion State show utter devastation. Boats and cars have been thrown up by the tsunami, and the earthquake has also caused many buildings to collapse. Many towns are filled with mud from the waves. Those same towns and the capital of Concepcion have also been hit by widespread looting as residents take food and water from supermarkets. Tens of thousands of troops have been deployed to protect stores from looters, and a dusk-to-dawn curfew has been declared, but relief supplies are slow to arrive in the region. Concepcion State remains almost inaccessible. The airport is closed. The main highway from Santiago to the south has been badly damaged, and much of the city remains impassable. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Santiago.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is continuing to indicate that sanctions could be in the offing for Iran, though she says that would still likely be some months away. Clinton, who's traveling in Latin America, said today that while the U.S. had hoped for quicker action on sanctions to punish Iran for its nuclear program, there has been some resistance from other members of the United Nations Security Council. Russia said today it would agree to back new sanctions so long as they do not create a humanitarian crisis. President Obama today sided with school administrators who fired nearly 100 teachers at a failing school in Rhode Island. But national teachers unions say the teachers are being unfairly targeted, and they criticize the president's statement. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
In a speech before the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, the president supported accountability for schools that routinely fail their students. He was referring to Central Falls High School in Rhode Island, where administrators decided to fire 93 teachers and staff because student performance had been low for years. Administrators said they offered staff some extra pay for additional hours of tutoring, but said that teachers refused. But the American Federation of Teachers issued a statement saying that the school staff is being scapegoated and blamed instability in the school's leadership for the low performance. The union urged the district to reconsider the firings, which were announced last week. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Consumer spending took another bump up in January. The government says consumer spending rose by 0.5%. It was the fourth straight monthly increase after advancing by a smaller 0.3% the previous month. Spending by consumers is closely watched since it accounts for around 2/3 of overall U.S. economic activity. Stocks edged higher for a second straight day today due in part to optimism over the news insurance giant AIG has found a buyer for its Asian unit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 78 points to close at 10,403. The Nasdaq gained 35 points today. This is NPR. Military junta that has issued assumed control in the West African nation of Niger has named a 20-member provisional government intended to guide the nation until elections can be held. The junta has appointed 5 officers to the government. The government's acting president also has set up an advisory panel. There have been fears of a possibly debilitating power struggle in Africa's most populous nation after the country's ailing president returned unexpectedly after 3 months in a Saudi hospital. Niger is also a major oil exporter. Schools and government offices in Chicago are shut down today, not because of a snowstorm or other emergency, but because it is a holiday, Pulaski Day. NPR's David Shaper explains.
Chicago's public schools and all city and Cook County government offices, including the courts, closed today in honor of Revolutionary War hero Casimir Pulaski. Some suburban and Catholic schools closed, too. Pulaski was a Polish-born Continental Army officer who is known as the father of the American cavalry. He's credited with saving General George Washington's life during the Battle of Brandywine in 1777. Washington then promoted Pulaski to general and put him in charge of the cavalry. Pulaski was mortally wounded in the Battle of Savannah and died in 1779. Chicago is one of the few places in the U.S. that has long honored Pulaski, with both a day off of school and no garbage being picked up. The reason? Chicago has the largest Polish population outside of Warsaw. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Chicago-based Amtrak passenger train with at least 76 people on board struck a fire truck earlier today in southwest Detroit, causing minor injuries. The truck was apparently trying to help a family involved in an earlier accident. The passengers aboard the train were being bused to their stops. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.